Well, the weekend is arriving a little early this week.
Who wants to have some fun?
I do.
Friday is National Have Fun at Work Day.
Now, are you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
I'm having fun.
According to our calendar,
National Fun at Work Day.
This is going to be fun.
This is so much fun.
So much work.
I will see all of you in the fun zone.
Showtime.
Yeah.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Let me tell you something, friends. This is the fun zone. I get paid to have fun. Oh, there's also that part where I get paid to be funny stupid.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Have fun at work day. What the heck? I mean, this is what I do for a living. I have done this since 1977. When I wasn't even old enough to have fun, I still had fun at work. Got my first radio job when I was in high school. So yeah, I was that guy. Tried to act like I was 21 when I was 17. And then when I went to school, it was just the opposite. I'd walk up and down the halls at school and go, yeah, I'm a radio DJ. Back then it was cool. Now nobody even knows what a DJ is. Dumb jerk, yeah, probably. But anyway, as I grew into the job, I realized, you know, I got it made. I have fun every day at work. So today, National Have Fun at Work Day, I'm already there. However, some of you people need to work on this. There's grumpy people everywhere. We need to get over that. I try to talk to everybody in any walk of life. I go to the grocery store. The cashier's there. Hey, how you doing? I say to her as I put my little miniature spinach leaves on the register. How you doing today? They look at you. You talking to me? Yeah, I'm talking to you. How you doing?
I haven't had a break in 45 minutes.
Come on, man. Smile. Let's be happy. I hold the door for people. They're like, what are you after? It's like, come on, let's be happy. Go to work and be happy today. I know you're driving to work right now. You're like, shut up, I'm miserable. Well, you know what? You shouldn't be. I haven't had my coffee yet. I love people that say that. Drink a cup of coffee if that's what it takes. But that's really, it's in your head.
I don't talk to people until I have my coffee.
Come on now. I get paid to talk to people. So let's be happy. You don't like Have Fun at Work Day? You don't like the idea? Okay, let's switch it to National Kazoo Day. Does anybody have a kazoo? Coming up later on, National Blueberry Pancake Day. Okay, if that's what gets you there, do it. National Data Privacy Day. Shouldn't that stuff be private anyway? What, do you enjoy getting hacked? What's wrong with you? Big Wig Day? Is that like your boss is the big wig, or do we all have to wear fake hair? It's also National Lego Day. Do your kids have Legos? I love Legos. My kids grew up and we still had Legos. Legos are universal and across any demographic. Until you step on them in the middle of the night, and it's, oh my God!
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night television, Bud Light is coming out with a new product, and Jimmy Fallon has the word.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Some business news. Bud Light just announced that they're releasing Bud Light Next, a zero-carb beer that they spent nearly 10 years trying to make. 10 years. Wow, somehow it took a few months for the Pfizer vaccine, but 10 years for Bud Light Next.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Kick is on the way, and it is good, and the Bengals win. The Cincinnati Bengals are going to the AFC title game.
Touchdown! Kansas City wins it in overtime.
30 yards to win the game. That game, and the Rams, by the hair of their skinny teeth deep.
Down the middle, and good! 49ers win it!
Are you ready? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to watch both games because I'm that guy. But I don't care. All right? I do like this music, though. People forget. Anybody? Flashback Friday is coming up. You want to play the Who? Sunshine. People forget. Oh, where was I? Yes. Cincinnati and Kansas City. You can't root for a team in your division. So Cincinnati has been eliminated. But Kansas City, I'm tired of them. So who do I pick? I don't know. San Francisco, boring. Los Angeles, help me out. Give me a call. I don't know. I don't know. 94.1 WQKX.
still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Rob Center could help me out. He's coming up next with the sports. Mark's got the news and that big snowstorm that's going to miss us. The Ford Fun Line is open, 1-800-326-94KX. Or get on our Facebook page and message us your request, because Flashback Friday is right now.
WQKX, WQKX HD1, Sudbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday.
I'm feeling freaky because it's National Have Fun at Work Day and it's Flashback Friday. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Flashback Friday. The boys from down under in the 80s, the Cutting Crew. Every time I hear that band, I want to watch the Australian Open. I'm kidding.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays really at 6 a.m., 94KX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
This is pretty cool. Two sisters. One lives in Florida. The other lives, closer to snow country. The sister in Florida wants to teach her students about snowmen, except it doesn't snow enough there to make a snowman. So she asked her sister to mail her one.
I want you to make me a snowman, and I want you to overnight him to me to see if he can make it to the school, because I want these children in Florida to see snow.
And I accepted the challenge because I knew that I would never have to live up to it.
Anything I can do as a teacher to bring joy to the classroom and also teach them a little something, then it makes it all worth it. And my sister was just the greatest partner in crime to help me do that. So he was perfect.
That's a really cool idea. She says he was perfect. Sister says he was a little slushy when he got there, but it still got there overnight. Do that for a relative if we ever get enough snow to make a snowman. Elsewhere in good news, a police officer arrested a DoorDash driver, but after he arrested him, he still delivered the food.
No, I'm not who you're expecting, but the driver got arrested for something he didn't take care of, so I figured I'd complete the DoorDash for
you. Thanks!
That's a pretty cool idea. That's a pretty cool police officer, too. That's good news. And good news for Transitions of Central PA, they have a new director. Transitions of PA announced yesterday they've hired their new director, Heather Snyder. Congratulations!
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
WQKX. If you have something going on locally, like what's going on at Transitions, just send it to Mark Lawrence. He'll get it to me, and we'll make it good news.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Your requests on Flashback Friday, 1-800-326-94KX, and late night TV. Seth talks about fast food.
McDonald's is set to begin selling a new item consisting of a chicken sandwich, Big Mac, and Filet-O-Fish all in one bun called Land, Air, and Sea, as opposed to its original name, Bathroom Hospital Cemetery.
It's Flashback Friday on 94KX.
Hi, I have a song request for this morning.
Sure, what do you need?
Can we hear Roxette, She's Got the Look?
Oh, what a cool song. What made you think of that?
I don't know. My husband and I usually come up with a list on Friday mornings of something to request.
And now, how do you win? When does he win and when do you win?
I'm usually the one that calls.
That a girl. So maybe he requested something else, but you wanted Roxette, so guess who's calling?
That's right.
That's a girl. Hey, where are you heading?
Take the kids to school and then to work.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Have a great weekend, all right?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday Buddies.
Yay.
Birthday Buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed it. And go. Okay.
It's Friday, man.
I know.
You're losing your game. That's the voice of Lynn Hall. We love her.
Good morning.
She's big on birthdays. Let's hit her with the celeb birthdays now.
All right.
I'm going to give you a little trivia. One is from NSYNC. The other is a Backstreet Boy.
Oh, okay.
Look at the rock and roll queen is staring at me now like, you can't do this to me. Don't do this to me.
Please, please.
All right. Joey Fatone is 45 today.
All right.
And Nick Carter is 42.
Oh, my goodness. Did they plan that or something?
Born on the same day, two boy bands from the 90s?
Yeah.
Carter is a Backstreet Boy. Fatone is from NSYNC.
There you go.
All right. Now, I'm going to ask you to run out the back door and rescue some cold puppies because Sarah McLachlan is celebrating a birthday today.
Oh, my God.
She's 54.
I don't think Sarah does that anymore. There's somebody else now that does those commercials. But, yeah, she'll always be forever known.
You ever, like, dialing around on the radio or you pull up your Spotify or something and that song comes on?
Yeah.
I immediately pull off the road and grab somebody's dog.
I start crying.
I cry
uncontrollably.
Mikhail Baryshnikov is 74 years old.
Is he still dancing?
I'm sure he is.
He could be.
So let's take the next couple of seconds and dance. Go!
No, not me. I'll throw a hip.
I think I just hurt mine. Yes. And one of our favorite TV shows, Lynn, Alan Alda from MASH is 86 years old today. Still a very funny man.
He is.
Those are the celebrities. What are we doing now?
Oh, well, we do the birthday buddies now.
Of course we do. They are the local celebs. Happy birthday, Amy Leitzel from Tar City. It's also known as Tower City.
Yes.
45 years old.
Happy birthday, Cora Reber, 49 today.
Deb Sterling, 64.
Deborah Ketchum from Lewisburg, 66.
Happy birthday to Erica Gordon from Northumberland. She is 43 years old.
Another Northumberland resident, Erica Gordon, 43 today.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday to, no, I do not want to send him an email, Joshua Seely. Sometimes stuff comes up on the flat screen.
I know, it's weird.
Joshua Seely from Northumberland, 31.
Lacey Dukoski is 29 today.
Happy birthday to Lisa Clark from Port Trevorton, 49.
Lynn Strohecker from Cole Township is 51 today. Happy birthday.
Mallory McClure. I wonder if she's from McClure. She's
That'd
35.
Be funny if she were. That'd be cool.
Yeah,
Nicole Hood from Herndon, 36.
Richard Quinlan from Danville, 47.
Sally Liesenfeld from Sealands Grove is 49.
Happy birthday to Shannon Stender from Sunbury, 36.
Shelly Swank from Cole Township, 52 today. Happy birthday.
Sonia Ocker from Shamokin is, oh my God, she's 40.
She's 40.
Lordy, she's 40.
Stacy Steininger from Middleburg is 41.
Tracy Federoff from Sunbury, 51.
Trisha Mann from Cole Run is 49.
Happy birthday to Trudy Yoder. She's 58 today and called in early this morning. All these ladies are at work, but they're at one of these places that we're not allowed to announce they work.
But we're glad that they listen while they're working.
It's a very large building with lots of people in it. And one of them is celebrating a birthday, and that would be Lana Mattern. She's from Bloomsburg, but she works in Danville, and she's 45 years old today.
Happy birthday.
There you go. If you got a birthday, you can call it in anytime you want.
Oh, sure. We can even do it like there. You got it online. Mm-hmm. It was sent to you this morning. You may do that.
Facebook Messenger is available.
Yes.
Even that email thing.
Email thing.
Yeah. Each and every day at this time.
It's birthday buddies.
Yeah. It's right here. You got a request. Yeah, call it in. It's been great talking to some of you people. Well, actually, it's been great talking to all of you, except for that one dude that hung up on me. Whatever. 1-800-326-94KX.
WQKX. WQKX HD1. Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday. 94KX.
We love Dolly.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
She was on the Today Show and talked about her dollies.
We heard that Heidi Klum got her legs insured, and there was some rumor on the internet that you have a famous body part or parts that are also insured.
Well, it's not true about that. Years ago, Betty Grable was famous also for her legs, and at that time, I said, well, maybe I should get my boobs insured since I'm famous for them. But it was just a joke. I didn't do that. And by the way, you can get new boobs, but you can't get new legs.
Remember that!
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
I have no idea what's up next because how do you top that? I mean, really? No, actually, late night TV is on the way next. Seth talks about what's new in Disney, and you might not like it, but before you panic, it's not our Disney. It's Disney in Paris.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
In honor of the park's 30th anniversary, and Women's History Month in March, Disneyland Paris announced yesterday that Minnie Mouse will wear a dark blue and black polka-dotted pantsuit designed by Stella McCartney. Unfortunately, that still won't make up for the fact that you brought your wife to Paris and then took her to Disneyland.
70s, 80s, and early 90s.
This is amazing.
All by request from you.
Yes.
It's Flashback Friday on 94KX.
This is from my buddy Paul down in the Harrisburg area. He calls in every single Friday. This is for you, bud. You don't have to be a star to be on this show. You just have to be named Paul from Harrisburg. Flashback Friday.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's Top List of the Day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the Goody Room.
Tom's Top List of the Day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's Top List of the Day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Hey, it's Friday, and a lot of us are already mentally checked out for the weekend. That's okay. So this might be a good day to see if you're guilty of any of these three common work time wasters. Okay, number one, responding to emails right away. I hate this, and I hate reply alls. Just stop it. Anyway, instead of responding to emails and other messages like throughout the workday, like as soon as one comes in, it blips and you got to respond. Don't do that, because that tells anybody you're not doing anything when they sent you the email. Number two, getting distracted by other tasks. Welcome to radio. This is especially true for people that work at home. I end up throwing a load of laundry. And number three, scrolling through social media while you're working. Yesterday, I saw that in the grocery store. Cashiers, naughty, naughty. Turn off all your notifications when you punch in. Turn them back on when you punch out.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
I am so excited. Cabin Fever is coming up tomorrow at Spyglass Ridge Winery. And my bobsled, hang on a second, I'll give you a hint if the wires could stretch that far. It's right over here. It's ready to go. Yeah. I hope to see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Bring your family. Bring your sleds. You'll be able to use the snow run, the toboggan run, whatever you want to call it, the luge run, right? Anyway, you'll be able to use it on your regular sleds, whatever the kids have, from 2 o'clock until 4. So bring the kids over. It'll be a lot of fun. At 4 o'clock, we do competitive. We do competitive racing. All the details on the way. This is one party, guys, you are not going to want to miss. We got maybe a song or two to squeeze in for you. 1-800-326-94KX. Ford Fun Line wide open right now. WQKX.